put in the effort. So thank you, Pastor. Appreciate that. And also, he learned yesterday that it could be a contentious meeting and wanted to make clear that the church is not on one side or the other. So all are welcome, I believe. So with that, with the introductions of the board, on my far right, Mike Dunker from Rio Dell, Heidi Harris, Salyer, Bill Massey, Forestville, and Bob Anderson, Healdsburg. On my far left, John Corbett, McKinleyville, David Noren, Sebastopol, Jeff Hales, Eureka. Our executive officer and staff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Catherine Kuhlman, your executive officer. To my right is Matt St. John, and then Clayton Krieger, David Leland, Brian McFadden, Drew, and then we've got Terry Correll, and Gene Lockett is circulating, and if you need anything from us, please talk to either Terry or, you know, to deal with the meeting, talk to Terry or to Gene, and Russ is who is our contractor doing sound.
Okay. With that, we will do the pledge. Have David lead us. Okay, today we have one main item before we get to the workshop on the Klamath River TMDL. We do have some traditional board business. We have ex parte communication disclosure. The board members, Mr. Massey.
Mr. Chair, in the intervening period since our last meeting, I have been working with members of the Board of Supervisors of Sonoma County and with our federal legislators in terms of West County sewers.
Okay. For the record, I would also just note that yesterday, three members of the board, myself, Jeff Hales, David Noren, met with two members of the Siskiyou County Board, Mike Cobseth, Marsh Armstrong. We had staff present, had a discussion on the TM deal. So. State Board Liaison, Tam Dodok. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Knowing that you have a busy day ahead of you, I'll keep it short. As you know, the legislature is in there. Final 2 days of session, lots of things happening, lots of bills, water bills. My staff is tracking all the legislative actions. There are a couple of bills that we're tracking, including the underground storage tank fund, as well as also tracking, hopefully, confirmation action by the Senate floor. So certainly I will let your executive officer know if anything happens today or tomorrow on any of those activities. I wanted to also give you a brief update on an action that the state took last month. We adopted a resolution focusing on coordinating activities on U.S. Forest Service lands. I think that action caused some alarm and some concern. I wanted to let you know that you, Chairman Anderson, will be receiving an invitation from State Board Chair Hoppen for a high-level policy meeting between yourself, your executive officer, as well as the chair and executive officers of the Central Valley Regional Water Board and the Lahontan Regional Water Board, along with Chair Hoppen and my executive director, Dorothy Rice, as well as the top-level management of the U.S. Forest Service. And at that policy level meeting, it is hoped that there will be some direction given to staff in terms of next steps, which is looking at the management agency agreement. It's the agreement between the water boards and the U.S. Forest Service, looking at updating and amending that agreement with focused areas such as timber, mining, off-road activities, that sort of thing. And so each of those areas will be examined by a work group that should include the regional board, state board staff, as well as U.S. Forest Service representations. And out of that work, we'll determine whether or not it's appropriate to pursue waiver WDR are the regulatory tools. So I think there was some concern when the board was considering that action that we would just jump from A to Z without engagement of the regional boards as well as engagement of stakeholders. And I wanted to assure you that certainly was not the intent. And I look forward to your regional board staff participating in the effort. And finally, an action that has been long overdue. The State Water Board at our board meeting last week finally adopted the new construction stormwater permit. It's been long, long overdue, but we did. And I was very pleased because it's a permit that's risk-based. Construction activities that have higher risk in terms of impacting water quality have more stringent requirements, and those that do not, do not. And it's the same risk-based approach that I hope the State Board will be using in other regulatory activities, including the regulations for on-site wastewater treatment systems, which staff has been working on updating. When I briefed you last time, I mentioned that staff had been working with the county, local county health, environmental health directors to revise those draft regulations. They were hoping to have a new draft done by the end of summer, but that is not the case. And with furloughs and staff challenges and everything else, the new target is now November. So we're hoping that the new revised race will be ready in November, and obviously we'll have workshops most likely at the beginning of the year. So with that, I thank you. If you have any questions?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Board Chair has nothing additional.